Before we get started, we wanna let you know that Ear Biscuits is supported by Headspace.
Headspace will teach you the life-changing skills of meditation and mindfulness in just a few minutes a day. In fact, just 10 days of Headspace has been proven to reduce stress and increase happiness.
Yeah, meditation is rooted in tradition, but it's also backed by scientific research. 4 weeks of Headspace improved focus by 14%, and 3 weeks of Headspace reduced aggression and reactivity to negative feedback by 57%.
I think all of us could use reduced aggression and reactivity to negative feedback by 57%. Headspace has hundreds of meditation sessions on everything from stress to sleep, and you'll be guided every step of the way by Headspace co-founder, the man with the milky voice, Andy Puddicombe, who spent 10 years training as a monk.
Start your journey towards a healthier, happy life by subscribing to Headspace. Sign up now at headspace.com/ear to get a free month trial. That's headspace.com/ear for a free month trial and start meditating today. Now on with the biscuit.
Welcome to Ear Biscuits, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link. This week at the round table of dim lighting, we're asking the questions that you ask us and then we're answering them because anything goes. We've opened up the floodgates. And
the questions just rolled right in. Anything at all, we're going to answer.
The ones that we picked.
Yeah, right. We're answering, ask us anything, we'll answer some.
But it's very, the way we pick these things is very loose. It's like,
it's so
you're
loose.
Like, oh, I picked some, and then we don't discuss it ahead of time. I don't even know my answers, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm kinda like, well, maybe something will come to me.
Yeah.
For a lot of these.
But before we do that, we will let you know that we're both about to head out on—
Oh, you giving them a warning?
Spring breaks.
I'm excited. At the end of this recording session, I'm on vacation.
Oh, you're getting a little bit of an early start.
That's right.
We didn't consult on this. However, you are going international, so you have two travel days. I just flipped you to bird.
It's just a peace sign backwards. You coming in to work tomorrow? I'm coming in hot. You coming in to work tomorrow?
I'm not coming in, I don't know.
We didn't consult I need you to come in if I'm not gonna be
I
here.
I will be working tomorrow, if that's your question.
Oh, I'll be working, you know, I'll be thinking about things.
If that's your question, whether or not I'm here. But you know what?
You know what, those days, don't work.
No, those days when you're not here, and I feel like I got this big old office to myself. This is pretty nice. I play all the music that I want as loud as I want. I fart openly. You know, lots of things happen in there when you're not present. You haven't said
anything that you don't do anyway. Like we had a meeting right before
that is true.
Right before this recording session, we had a meeting which was preceded by us working at our desks independently for about 2 hours. And they come into the meeting and then Jacob was like, it smells funny in here.
That wasn't farts.
And you know the first thing I thought, well, we've been farting in here.
Well, we've been playing a game of fart tennis.
Yeah,
that does happen.
We face back to back, and I don't know, it's like, yeah, we just have like a fart-versation. Like, the fart that you ripped yesterday, it sounded like you were squishing something.
It's that chair, man. It's the acoustic quality of that chair that I sit in. It's almost a musical instrument, the way it propels it out into the middle of the room. I think it's designed.
Yeah.
I think that is designed to shoot your farts out, your sound of your farts out into the middle of the room.
Fart shooting chair. And so it'll be like an hour of—
A farticello.
And you play the music you wanna play.
Fartahorn.
Rhett plays this
Fartinet.
Rhett plays this, I don't know, it's like concentration music.
No.
It's got some beats in it.
No, it's lo-fi 24/7, which if you just Google lo-fi 24/7, you'll get, there's a few YouTube channels, and this is a Mythical Beast suggestion. This was a rec to me from the Mythical Beasts. I've talked about it on the show before, I think, because I was like, what's some good like writing music? Because I don't like lyrics in my music when I'm writing. Because I start just writing the lyrics.
Speaking of recommendations, something I've been meaning to do but haven't done for many episodes now is say that, hey, if you listen to the end of an ear biscuit, we are now doing a recommendation.
Oh, you already know that though, because you're not the kinds of people that stop listening
so
before the end.
Listen to the end, and we're alternating episodes throwing out a recommendation. It's a Rex in effect. But anyway,
we're heading out.
I'm still on the fart story.
Okay.
You're playing the music, which it's not like you don't play what you want to play with me there. You play the music.
Lo-fi 24/7, yeah.
And just, then we're like quiet.
It's just streaming.
It's kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Actually, yesterday there wasn't any music because all of a sudden it was just butt music from you. And like we hadn't talked for an hour and we're just sitting there working on stuff.
You gotta mix things up sometimes.
Just kind of, we started laughing. It was very.
Farts are funny.
We've established that.
Farts are funny. And if you don't think so, something's wrong with you.
My abdomen is cramping hard and I might have to add some music to the mix.
I'm in pain right now. But it might be negative pressure. It might not be positive pressure.
Anyway, so when Jacob came in and he was like, it smells like something's rotting in here.
And then Josh said it smells like cruciferous vegetables. He was right, because there was cabbage inside the dish that you had sealed up.
And I'd put it in the trash can. So it wasn't our farts, and I was glad that we didn't say, well, we've been farting it up for the past 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my office.
Anyway, we are heading out. I'm doing another ski trip. You're doing another London-y trip.
And by London-y trip, yeah, I'm going to London.
Going to London. You're not just going to like London, North Carolina. There probably is one.
Yeah, for Lily's 16th birthday, we're taking her wherever she wanted to go. It's like we had this grand idea that we're gonna have to do for the other children. If, I don't know, unless the bottom falls out.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like YouTube shuts down and our entire financial ecosystem crumbles, and then I'll be asking my 16-year-old son to house me.
Oh, well, that would be quite a turnaround.
Yeah.
Are you?
Hopefully it doesn't happen.
You're looking forward to it?
The financial crumble of my... London, yeah, so she wanted to go to London. We're gonna do the Harry Potter stuff. I'm sure I'll give you a full rundown on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, having had our complete London rundown, I'm primed, my expectations are primed, and I know how I'm gonna approach it.
Yeah, you know? Dinner every night at Slug and Lettuce.
The food aspect of it and stuff like that, but. Yeah, I'm very excited. I think it's gonna be a very special, it's designed to be a special like memory forming occasion for us with just Lily, not with the boys not being there.
Lots of mental pictures and lots of actual pictures.
Yeah, man. No injuries, no snow, no mountains, no, be safe, man.
Now, but I heard tell that your wife is, she's a little anxious because these planes have been falling out of the sky all over the world, and she's got to now get in one and go across the ocean.
Well, we're not on that plane, and that plane's been grounded.
That plane's
worldwide.
Been grounded, but planes.
We're not on that plane.
But planes.
Yeah. She has a borderline phobia.
Right, and it's like, and this is in the news, and she's taking that in.
Yeah.
So
she's had a difficult week.
What's your plan?
She's had a difficult week.
Massage. Take a massage tool.
Hand holding. I guess. Try not to sleep.
Poetry?
I'm trying not to sleep until she sleeps. But
that's
gonna
not
be difficult
because
that mouth is gonna flop open. I'm gonna be gone.
She's not gonna sleep, and you're gonna sleep immediately. Like literally, I was thinking about this on our last trip. And this is why I always snap pictures of you, regardless of how long the flight is. Is that every single time we get on the plane and then they start like the beverage service or if there's a meal involved.
Yeah.
You sleep through that part. Like because typically that's like we've reached 10,000, whatever the feet is, 10,000 feet. And now the Wi-Fi is working and like we're kind of leveling out and they're starting to bring the beverages out. You're gone. And so last time we were flying, I woke you up because I was like, this can't happen again. Now, one time you laid down and put the sleep mask on and slept right through the thing, and then you wake up and you're like, is there dinner? And it was like 7 hours into the flight. And they were like, well, not anymore.
Something about getting in the air makes me sleepy.
So you gotta take a Red Bull. You gotta do a Red Bull before you get on the plane if you don't wanna fall asleep.
Well, I do wanna fall asleep, but I'm gonna try to stay awake for Christine. She's been given some like meditation, guided meditations that she can go through for like, some positive oriented, some like, well, they're all positive oriented.
Some very negative.
Some focused on like
the sound of screaming people.
Yeah, planes crashing, careening out of the sky.
This is what could be happening right now, but it's not.
Actual audio.
I wonder if that would work.
From failed water landings.
Certain people might be into that.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Because sometimes I tell my wife, I'm like, when she's upset with me, I'm like, you know what I could be doing right now? And then I like make up a crazy scenario that's a lot worse than what I am doing.
Yeah.
And then she's like, this reasoning doesn't work.
Yeah, that's called deflecting into the abyss. Like usually you deflect to something that's like also concrete.
Right, like I could be in prison right now.
Right, it's like, okay, all right, all
but
right.
I'm not. It's like that just that's not effective.
I could be a murderer.
Right.
I'm not that insensitive.
Yeah, yeah. I could be living a double life.
I know that's funny, but I also feel like maybe you said that to her.
No, I didn't.
Because it
say
is kind of funny, but you know, you're like,
yeah.
Perspective.
Right, yeah, sometimes you gotta, we could be crashing right now or not. That's, everything goes sideways, you say that to your wife.
Here's a simple one to start
out
with.
Why don't we take a small break and then answer a question?
I'm gonna ask the question.
Oh,
and it'll be like a teaser.
Got it.
Sarah, A14226695.
Whoa.
Asks,
whoa.
What's the strangest thing you've ever found the other person doing when you walked into the room?
Uh-oh.
Hashtag ear biscuits.
You'll get that answer and more in a second. But first, we're going to take a short break to let you know that Ear Biscuits is supported by Stitch Fix.
Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, and accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle.
All you gotta do is go to stitchfix.com/ear. You tell them your sizes, what styles you like, and how much you want to spend on each item. We've said this many times. We both do not like the process of going into a store and having to try things on.
But I like the process of like getting boxes of stuff. It's like gifts. It's like, ooh, what's gonna be in here? Oh, I like this.
I mean, they got cameras in those changing rooms, man. I just know it. They got cameras in those changing rooms.
After you sign up, you'll be paired with your very own personal stylist who will handpick 5 items to send right to your door. Stitch Fix's styling fee is only $20, which is applied toward anything you keep from your shipment.
Then you try them on, pay only for what you love, and return the rest. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free, and there is no subscription required. You can sign up to receive scheduled shipments or get your fix whenever you want.
Get started now at stitchfix.com/ear, and you'll get an extra 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That's stitchfix.com/ear to get started today. stitchfix.com/ear. Now on with the biscuit.
Strangest thing I've seen you doing walking in.
Yeah, so we're answering your questions now. Here it is, we're getting into it. We made it through the ads.
The thing that this makes me think about is the fact that, you know, we have our secret loft, our not so secret loft, especially if you're a member of the Mythical Society, you've seen that loft in the mythical addresses. Both of us independently sometimes might get here early and might use the loft for meditative purposes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a meditation cushion up there. And I've walked in and I was like, I see your car when I get here, vice versa, same thing's true. You walk in, lights are on, you know somebody's in the office, and then you kind of like settle down into your desk and then I hear,
little nostril flappage.
A little breathing. Now, I at least say when you walk in, I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm here. I'm meditating.
I'm meditating.
It's a little weird to walk in on somebody meditating, but you can't see them.
Right. Especially.
You just hear them breathe.
Especially because we do it nude.
I wasn't gonna say that.
I've never meditated nude.
You should try it.
Weirdest thing I've seen you do when I walk in on you is like when we're, like traveling or like, and then I get up in the morning and you're like down on the floor in your underwear, like doing some sort of contortion. Yeah, like I was like, dude, did you sleep on the floor last night? I was like, it's like you fell out of a skyscraper and like splattered on the ground.
I'm practicing
my
like, moves.
Good gosh, what happened, man? And then I realize you're like doing, you're stretching.
Oh gosh. You know what? And the funny
stretches
thing is,
you do are weird.
Well, they're doctor and physical therapist prescribed. I'll tell you one thing, they have gotten-
Just in your boxers, it's just, I don't wanna see that.
You don't have to watch.
Well, I didn't watch, I just saw.
Some people would pay to watch.
That's the weirdest thing that I've-
I mean, I might start a YouTube channel that's just called retching, which is ret and stretching mixed together. It's not throwing up. Because it's spelled R-H-E-T-C-H-I-N-G, retching. Ret stretching, 24/7. It's a live stream. And I'm listening to 24/7 lo-fi Inception.
I think that's the weirdest thing. I mean-
Hold on, but-
You've seen me pick my nose. I do that every day.
My stretching, I was thinking about this this morning. I was having a conversation with my Pilates instructor and it was, I'm spending a lot more time with my stretches, and not just my stretches, but the rolling on the ball thing. You know, I got a little lacrosse ball and I like get it into all the different nooks and crannies of my back and all the places that there are knots. And I have discovered that, especially getting ready to go ski for a week, I'm like, a lot of times when I get ready to transition into something, I'm about to go on vacation, my back gets tight in anticipation of it. It's a weird stress thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And also, and you don't wanna be out there having paid all this money for the ski vacation and then not be able
season
to-
up.
Not be able to ski. So I've been rolling my back out in upper, mid, and lower with this ball.
Well, that's
every single morning.
That's a weird thing to walk in on because it just looks like you're wallowing around
and
on
also,
the floor.
And also, I'm making noises like, oh. This is what the retching channel would be. It would just be me laying on the ground going, oh.
You probably look like a guy who's just suffered some sort of injury.
Yes. because it's good.
You, yes.
Yes, because the pain is helping me. The pain is so intense, but it's unraveling. I don't know how the science works. It's doing something to the muscle knots, releasing them, making me feel good. Anyway, I think it's the key to my life right now.
I actually heard that rolling out is now not proven to be as effective as active stretching.
It's not proven to be as effective for recovery.
Recovery?
Right? Isn't that true?
I don't know. Next question.
I'm rolling out for a different reason. I'm rolling out for knots. I'm not rolling out for recovery.
Like the way you work my
lavish Lionel.
Booty knot.
Lavish Lionel asks, I was recently asked, when you die, if you were offered to view a top five list of some moments in your life, which list would you choose? Personally, I'm leaning towards the top five times I was closest to death. Do you say towards or toward when you write?
Towards.
That is incorrect for-
I don't write it. I don't write it.
For you,
I just say it.
Well, what I realized was happening, I was looking at our editor who had gone through the Google Docs where we wrote our novel,
mm-hmm.
and all the towards had been changed to toward.
Oh, yeah.
Because-
A lot of that.
Towards is the UK.
Really?
And that's what I say, I always add the S, but technically the US, which I don't know why we got so much beef about little things like that. Like y'all don't have an S.
It's right here but it's wrong for there.
And there was another weird word. Oh, vice-like grip. Okay, vice-like grip is a word, is a phrase.
Vice-like
that is in the space. The Lost Causes of Bleak Creek. So how would you spell vice-like?
Well, with a dash, vice-like.
How would you spell space? Vice?
Oh, V-I-C-E.
Wrong.
Well, yeah.
It's no. V-I-S-E in America. A vice in America with a C is like a moral vice. It's like some part of you that's compromised.
Oh, but a tool.
But a tool in America is with an S. And in the UK, it's with a C both ways. What is the world coming to? Why do we have so many disagreements? Why can't we just make a decision?
We have enough for that just to be, I mean, you gotta keep standards or the language is just gonna fall into a chaos. But let's get to this question. When you die, you are offered to view a top five list. Man, I think that would be frustrating to only see five moments. That's a short list.
Oh, that's your complaint?
I mean, I would be grateful for seeing anything, I guess.
Well, which five would you choose?
It's like, oh, I'm still able to see, I'm not nothing. There is an afterlife, so check. But that's a good start.
But what would you?
Oh, and now I get to see five things. I want to see the happiest moments of my life.
What if it's all downhill from there?
But then that might make you sad. It's like, because I actually think his answer is pretty. Lavish Lionel had a pretty good answer. I want to see the top five times I was closest to death.
Well, and because I would want to see the ones I was. My answer was closest to death that I did not realize.
Oh yeah, that's what I thought was implied, and I think he has the best answer. Because, sorry for taking it, Lavish, but hey, props to you. Because then you're really grateful. It's like, man, I could have gone five other times.
Yeah,
turns out I had six lives, like a cat.
And the thing is,
well, like a short-changed cat.
And what kinds of things would those be? I mean, it wouldn't be the most obvious things. Like, you think it would be things like, well, there was this one time that you were almost hit by a rig. It would be something like, there was this one time where this virus that would have gone into your brain and started eating away at it.
You washed your hands.
You washed your hands at exactly the right time.
You blew your nose.
You sneezed, and if you hadn't sneezed, you would be dead.
Oh, wow.
It'd be something like that. Or there was a moment in which some little platelet inside one of your veins could have gotten stuck and caused a stroke. I don't know what causes a stroke.
But it just skated by.
Yeah, and it would be like-
That clot went the wrong direction.
It'd be the most boring video in history. It'd be like, you're just watching a vein. Wait, what am I seeing here? Oh, the platelet went the other way. You would have died, closest to death.
But I would still be very grateful to not have died sooner. And whereas with my initial answer of the happiest moments, that would probably just make me so sentimental and sad. But what you said reminded me of the other night. You know, it's like we had 30 minutes before it was bedtime. I was like, we could watch one episode of a sitcom, but I'm just gonna throw on YouTube and see what's going on. And there was like this trending video that was sportscasters getting upset part two. And I'm like, this is trending. So it was like new and fresh, probably hadn't seen it. And I like-
You watch this as a family?
News, but this was me, Lincoln, Lando, and Britton. I tried watching that one and it sucked. And then Britton was like, you know what you should put on? Close Calls from Fail Army.
Oh gosh, this is great.
And then I'm like, this sounds like a good idea. Well, it wasn't a good idea because-
Well, it made you stressed out.
You're sitting there and it's just like, a lot of traffic footage of like, okay, here's just an intersection.
In Russia.
And all of a sudden you see this motorcycle, instead of stopping, like he didn't know how to use his motorcycle, and like he flips over the handlebars.
And then he just walks away.
And as he flips over and tumbles into the intersection, a car barrels through there and just misses running over the guy.
Close call, huh?
It was a close call, yeah. I mean, the good news is you know everybody makes it because it's a close call. It's not like morbid, shouldn't actually be on YouTube and can't stay up there.
Well, because that feels like it would be rewarding to watch.
Well, the cumulative effect of like seeing like a guy in a cowboy hat with his daughter like looking this way, where's the train? And like you can look past the guy and see the train is coming and you're like,
what?
You're standing
coming
on
the wrong way.
On the rail. You're standing like halfway. And at the last second, he turned because he heard it and got out of the way, but it was a close call.
Very close call.
I mean, that was disconcerting, man. And all types of these things. It just made me think, ever since then, if I'm walking on a sidewalk, I'm like, what if I trip? You've seen the videos of like, you know, there were these two girls walking down the street on the sidewalk, and the one girl just like, hip checked her friend just to be cute. Hmm. And the girl falls out into the street and like a big freaking bus comes by and like just barely misses running over her noggin.
Close call.
It was a close call. Miraculously caught, miraculously timed and miraculously caught on
camera. Miraculously caught.
Yeah, man, it was,
yeah.
I was like, I gotta turn this off. And they weren't censored either. So there was, I mean, sometimes with a close call, there's lots of colorful language that's used. So watch out for that.
Do you have a rec lit for later? Because you made me think of a rec based on what you just said, watching something with your family.
It's, yeah, save your rec. Well, if it's related to this, just give it.
I don't feel like my rec's
I have a rec.
My rec's not worthy of the final rec.
Yeah, give it now. This is a pre-rec, it's in effect.
Goldberg's.
The television show?
The television show, which incidentally, our own Shane Topp is a series guest star, regular something, whatever you would say.
Smosh Shane, yeah.
Yeah, I've only watched-
I was in a Thai restaurant last night and they were playing Goldberg's and I told Christy, I was like, see that guy right there, that's Shane, he's in Smosh.
I think that it's just a good, it takes place, you know the premise, it takes place in the 80s, but it's just a family being a family. And
I thought it was the 90s actually.
It's the 80s actually, yeah, it's the 80s.
Really? Maybe
in some season it goes, I don't know how many seasons there's
It'll get there.
But it may be in the 90s, but you know.
Are you recommending the show or something else?
I'm recommending the show.
Okay, do it.
I'm recommending the show to watch as a family because we sat there as a family and realized how like all these, every member of the family is like a caricature of a mom and a dad, but it's also based on this dude's life, the creator of the show, Adam Goldberg. And
okay.
But anyway, it was just like, I see how I fall into the dad trope and you know, mom falls into the mom trope, kids fall into the kids trope. And anyway, it's a wreck.
What about near death experiences made you think of that?
You said you would sit down and we have half an hour to watch a sitcom as a family.
Oh.
So I was gonna say okay. That if you're in the mood for a half hour sitcom, Goldberg's is a wreck. Let's ask another question though. Taco Picasso, highly educated with an X, asks, how do you cheer yourself up when you're feeling sad? Hashtag your biscuits.
The first thing I think of is music. Like music can help snap me out to I can go with like some bangers. Like give me that banger playlist.
Give
like
me just an example. Like Miley Cyrus Party in the USA.
Yeah, right, that's it.
Hey, listen to that song and tell me you say it's not catchy.
It is a happy, happy song. That song would make you happy. I do not recommend the song Happy because it's
too
played
on the
out.
Nose, too
it's
on the nose.
Too played out. Party in the USA is a bit tired, but it probably always works.
Yeah, it's not a wreck. I'm not making a wreck, man.
It's making a
reference.
The thing that I do, when I'm feeling sad lately is...
Have you been feeling sad lately?
Actually, yeah. There are times when I feel sad in general. I don't think more so lately, but when I said lately, I meant lately I'm trying to not say, oh, I feel sad, I'm going to play Party in the USA, but instead just leaning into it and saying, you know what?
Let's get sadder.
If you feel a little sad, let's just go ahead and let's experience the entire wave of that emotion.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to fight it. So, interestingly enough, yesterday morning, coming into work, you know, Spotify will create, based on what you've listened to, they'll, and I'm sure all of the streaming services do it, they'll like create this automated playlist for you.
The AI, man, yeah.
And I've been listening to some more Merle lately, getting back into Merle. And there's a sad part to that too. Like the other night I was listening to, I texted you about this. I was listening to Ben Haggard, Merle Haggard's youngest son, who we know and who got us into his concerts, who basically enabled us to meet Merle before he passed away a little over a year ago, I guess it's been. Maybe longer now.
I think it's been 2 years.
Yeah. And I hadn't realized, even though you told me this, that he does some covers on his Instagram. I guess that's another rec. Follow Ben Haggard on Instagram. Tell him that we sent you. Rhett Link sent me. Big fan or whatever. He does covers of, he just like sits in his, in an intimate space, like his living room or something with this one studio mic and covers lots of stuff, but Merle songs. And I did not realize Chrissy said, hey, listen to this. I saw it on Facebook because your mom had posted it. Your mom had posted a Ben Haggard cover of a Merle song, and she's like commenting, he's friends with Rhett and Link, and like she's like commenting on Facebook about it, and it was really cute. And so Christy's telling me this, and she starts playing the song, and I'm just listening to it, and I was like, well, this is Merle. This is actually not Ben. This is just a Merle song that's being played. But then she showed me the video. I'm like, no, this is Ben, and I.
He can sound just like Merle.
He can sound, I mean, we know Merle Haggard so well that like all the intricacies, what's the word? Intricities.
Intricacies?
Yeah, of his vocal delivery.
Intricacies.
I can't say it.
Well, intricate is the root word.
Intricacies.
Intricacies.
Is that how you say it, intricities?
Intricacies.
What is the word?
There's
four people in this room and no one else can say it.
Intricacies.
No one wants to try to say it.
Intricacies.
Whatever. Intricacies.
Intricacies.
That's not right. I cannot
it's
say
it. It's definitely not intricacies. That's the one thing that I know it's not.
Intricacies.
Intricacies.
Just the nuances.
He's got intricacies, you wouldn't believe it.
Of Merle's vocal delivery, he can nail to the point of, here's what happened.
Tell me what happened.
Once I realized that it was Ben singing, I just sat there and listened to it and my eyes welled up with tears and I started crying.
Yeah, I get that.
It was as if the ghost of Merle had come back. It was, and you know what? I was just blown away with the wave of emotion. And I think I realized at that moment, I don't think I ever fully mourned the loss of Merle. Like I didn't really sit down and listen to the extent that I should have, like, just go through the mourning of losing this guy. Like I was telling Britton about it and he was like, yeah, when Tom Petty died, I sat in my room and bawled my eyes out. I cried myself to sleep literally. And he was like, and it took a long time because I was playing this one song on YouTube and I had to press play replay every time it stopped.
Mm. And that was also related to the fact that he had never seen him live or something or never met him. Because Britton goes to a bunch of concerts and so not having—
He had never gotten to see him.
Right.
And like Coach Brandel, my soccer coach in college, I mean in high school, I did not
college,
play soccer in college.
Whoa. Newsflash.
He talked about when, what's his name from the Grateful Dead died, like he was a deadhead.
Jerry Garcia,
that like he lit candles and like listened to the music and just bawled his eyes out. And I thought that's sweet, but I would never see myself doing that. And I think—
Now you get it.
I was late in bed listening to Ben sing Merle and like, I just started crying. And then I went on his YouTube page and started looking at the comments and I felt validated that a lot of people were commenting that they were in tears, like as a mourning exercise. But anyway, all that's backstory to, I started listening to more Merle because I realized that since his death, I'd kind of been avoiding listening to him. I think just not wanting to go there. But I started listening to him and then Spotify started recommending Merle and other country music people as a certain playlist. So I played that on my way into work yesterday morning. And somehow it went from Merle to like some Travis Tritt song. It's a great day to be alive. Talking about growing a Fu Manchu, it's kind of a hokey song, but yeah. I like Travis.
That's good.
Shout out to Travis Tritt. Happy song. And then the next one it played, I looked over. I
intricacies.
Like, intricacies, that's what I've been saying the whole time.
So we wanted some extra syllables in there.
Jen is afraid to say it, but she spelled it out so that we could read it. You say it.
Intricacies.
Yeah.
Yeah, intricacies.
It's the freaking voice of the AI in Independence Day.
The
you
orb.
Can't say. Of intricacies.
She's the voice of the orb.
Intricacies. So then I look at the next song and I see it pops up, Diamond Rio. Mm. And the song was One More Day. Do you remember this
one
song?
One more day, one more night.
One more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied.
Yeah.
But then again, I know what it would do, leave me wishing still for one more day with you.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I heard the first chord and I'm like, I immediately like reached for the skip. I'm like, I am not doing this. And I reached for
it.
And just as my finger touched the skip forward button, because I wasn't gonna listen to the Travis Tritt song again. I was gonna go forward. I was like, you know what? No.
I'm gonna do this.
I'm like in all that bumper to bumper traffic in Glendale, you know, 10 lane highway, listening to it. And it's basically about like, if I had one wish granted to me, I would wish to have one more day with the person who, this loved one who had apparently passed away. And let me tell you, I bawled my eyes out. I've never done this.
To Diamond Rio?
Like, yes, like I was crying. Wow. Like I was doing that ugly cry where like your face shrivels up.
On the
like,
way to work?
And I had my like, I had to prop my elbow up and like put my hand over my face so it looked like, I mean, my face shriveled up and tears rolling down both eyes, man.
I think there might be something else you're accessing.
Well, I mean, it made me think of loved ones I've lost.
Oh,
and
okay,
I've thought about it specifically and like, you know, so I listened to the whole song and cried like a baby.
Well, you know, ironically.
And I didn't even wipe the tears away. It was one of those, you know what? Let them fall.
Ironically and fittingly, I feel like there's two sides of this coin. There's the leaning into it.
Yeah.
And then there's the coming out of it. And I think that I've got something for coming out of it.
Okay,
great. I know you know a little bit about this. But so one thing I'll say, I think the first thing that I thought when I looked at this question was, I think that I talk about this, I feel like I'm talking about the fact that I go to therapy every single podcast at this point. So sorry if that's annoying to you. But I think traditionally my answer to this would be like, sad. What is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, because I know that I do get sad, but I tend to be so in my head that I think that I transmute my emotion of sadness into other things like anger probably, or like yelling at the kids or something, because I don't process and actually, like you said, lean into the sadness and like let it run its course, because I do think that sadness is a part of the human condition and something that we should not run from. But assuming that you've let it run its course, music I think is a way to bring you out of it. Now, I wanna talk to you about a guy named Dr. Fun. And there's probably a rapper out there named Dr. Fun and other people named Dr. Fun, so you may not get this guy if you just Google Dr. Fun. But so our good friends, Lance and Lacey, who of Beard and Lady, if you're a real mythical beast, you know about Lance and Lacey and Beard and Lady. They make the lip balm and the beard oil and the pomade. Great friends back in North Carolina. And they're just both crazy in the best possible way. Like Lance and Lacey are just, they're into interesting stuff and they'll just start telling you about something that happened to them or somebody they know, and it's gonna be interesting.
They're enthusiastically open, and it's always refreshing to have those people in your life.
Yeah, and Lance will just text me out of the blue. He texted me recently, and he said, I think that you're now ready for Dr. Fun. Just like, okay. And then he just sends me
like he's been sitting on a Dr. Fun for a while?
He sends me a Facebook video of this guy. His name is Tim McGinnis. And that's McGinnis, AKA Dr. Fun. Now, Lance knows this guy.
Now, when you say AKA Dr. Fun, I just want to clarify that his YouTube channel is Tim McGinnis, AKA Dr. Fun.
Yes.
All of that.
That's it. And this guy, Lance knew him. Lance lived out here in California for a while before we ever did. In fact, when we met him in North Carolina, he was moving back from Pasadena. And he knew this guy in Pasadena. I don't know exactly how they got to know each other, but he said, I knew this guy when I lived in California, and he's this super enthusiastic guy who makes all this original music that is designed to like focus your mood in the right direction. And he said, in one time he recorded my mouth trumpet and incorporated it into a song. Like, just to give you an idea, the kind of guy that Dr. Fun is, he's like, he knows that you can do the mouth trumpet, and Lance can do a mean mouth trumpet.
I can do a mean mouth trumpet.
Yeah,
me and Lance can get into a mouth trumpet off.
So anyway, he just sends me, Dr. Fun.
Now, it sounds like you're saying two things, which I don't think are true. And that's one, that he is like some sort of therapist that too is residing in Pasadena, California.
No. At this point, Dr. Fun met a lady and they They moved to Cabo San Lucas, where we've been down to Cabo. In fact, speaking of watermelons on shirts.
Yeah.
See what you're doing there.
The Mythical Beast gave me this shirt on tour. Might have given it to you, but it's too small.
They moved to Cabo, and I don't know what he does. Besides, he has this thing on Facebook that he calls the Dr. Fun Institute for Intentional Thought Transformation. And as far as I can tell, one of the main tenets of the Institute for Intentional Thought Transformation is to sing these songs that are almost like mantras to get you in the right mood. Listen, he'll go on the rooftop of his home in Cabo San Lucas and this is an 18 minute video, and he's just singing these songs, making them up on the spot or accessing them from his library. I don't know anything else
about
Dr. Fun.
Library, like his brain library.
His brain library.
So before you play it, I just wanna clarify that this is just a dude with he looks like he could be ex-military. He's got like close cropped hair. He's wearing a black t-shirt, probably shorts, probably barefoot. He's not in a clinical environment. He's filming himself on an iPhone vertically in like vlog format.
And it's
very extemporaneous.
And let me just tell you.
It's not planned.
That these songs have been in my head, and I have found myself I'm not kidding you. When I start like thinking things or whatever, I'm like, I feel a little bit down. A Dr. Fun song comes into my mind and I just start singing it, and it does the trick.
You're using his system?
Yeah. Here's just. Appreciation is my superpower. Appreciation gives me wings to fly. One more time. He'll look off into the distance and then another one will come out. Look at all these aloes, it's true. He finds joy in all the things around him. Here's another one. Look at him, he's just thinking, and then all of a sudden. I focus on feeling good right now. How about you? Focus on feeling good right now. I find the best feeling thought for feeling good right now. One more time. Focus. I find the best feeling thought for feeling good right now.
And I focus on feeling good right now.
Here's more.
Breathe, relax. Let the magic happen. It's swirling all around you. Just relax and let it flow. I said breathe.
That one didn't rhyme, and it didn't need to.
And I'm just gonna go
to swirling all around you. Just relax and let it flow.
I'm just going to a random spot. 18 minutes, and this is just, he does this like every other day.
There's no need to wait or hesitate.
Got a drum.
I'm gonna feel good right now.
There's no need to wait or hesitate.
I'm gonna feel good right now.
You know I'm gonna feel good right now. You know I'm feeling pretty goddamn good right now.
Woo! I mean,
and how many views does this have?
11.
11 views, guys.
I think it's about to have more.
11
views. That's my theory.
Dr. Fun is giving you the musical mantras that you need on the backside of sadness.
There's another song where he's like, he's walking down the streets in Cabo San Lucas and he's doing this head thing. He's like, shift my perspective till I'm feeling good. I'm gonna shift my perspective till I'm feeling good. I'm like, and then I find myself singing this song. I'm gonna shift my perspective till I'm feeling good. And
I bet it works.
It does work. It's magic. Dr. Fun is magic because there's just, it's scientifically proven that just smiling makes you feel better, right? Just the act of smiling, even if it's a forced smile, your body begins to do the things emotionally that is associated with the smile. And Dr. Fun has got this institute, man. I mean, Dr. Fun Institute for Intentional Thought Transformation. He's intentional about his thought transformation. He uses these songs.
What is the institute?
It's him. He is an institution, man.
Wow. But you're telling me that Lance knew this guy in person, like in the flesh in Pasadena, and mouth trumpeted with
Lance,
him?
First of all, you know Lance and Lacey. They meet a person like Dr. Fun. They're on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of people who might be like, this guy, this dude's a little
nuts, man.
He's moving to Cabo, he's singing songs all the time. But Lance and Lacey understand that this guy figured something out. Not only is he just interesting and entertaining, but there's something going on there.
He's manifesting inner happiness through musical mantra.
Yes. And anyway.
And occasionally a mouth trumpet, apparently.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Again, I'm just scratching the surface of the Dr. Fun world. I don't know how far it goes.
A lot of videos?
Yeah, well, he's been making videos for like 7 years on YouTube. He's got his Facebook deal. And
he's got a deal with Facebook?
He's got a deal. He's with Mark Zuckerberg himself. He's got a Facebook page where he does the same thing. And
this
he seems like
crazy,
he's got
man.
his audience, which is not super large, but is what he needs to keep going. And anyway, Dr. Fun, there's a wreck.
Christian Drake asks, what did I see in the sky yesterday morning? And then post a photo from the phone. What you saw was three light sources. Three sources of light, connect the dots, form a triangle. That's what you saw.
So you don't think it was anything suspicious or alien?
Well, we just don't have a lot to go on here.
Yeah, it is just a still image for us. And if you're not watching this podcast, you don't even see it. So probably nothing, Christian. Christy Byers asks, what's something that is popular right now, but in 5 or 10 years, everyone will look back on and be embarrassed about?
5 years is not a long time to be embarrassed. So I'm thinking more 10 years, like a full decade. Do you have something?
I have something that's not a, it's not a, like a fashion.
That's good, because you immediately think fashion. I'm like, I mean, I think my kids will be embarrassed wearing sweatpants everywhere.
Just like we were. If you look at that picture of us at Pizza Inn for my birthday party. And
why you wear sweatpants for a birthday party?
And
are you sick?
It wasn't that we had sweatpants on. We had on a sweatsuit that didn't have a name. It was just like no logos.
Turns out we were ahead of our time.
It was like just a gray sweatshirt. You had a gray sweatshirt and gray sweatpants on matching. And like Brooks Lee had on it was all red or something. And we didn't think it was cool, it was just comfortable.
Yeah, it worked.
Are you sick? I was thinking, I honestly think that, you know how you go into any social situation at this point, any public place, and everyone's looking at their phone.
Yeah.
I choose to believe that it's a phase.
I like this.
I choose to believe that it is a phase, and I choose to believe that—
I didn't know you had faith in humanity like this, though.
I don't have faith in humanity.
Well, then how on earth do you think we're gonna get out of our phones?
Because I think that, first of all, we're gonna continue to learn all that. First of all, speaking of Dr. Fun and feeling happy and shifting your perspective, shifting your face down into your phone and doing the thing that we all do, which is you go from your favorite app to your next favorite app to your next favorite app, and then rinse and repeat, and you kind of just find yourself. Sometimes I just find myself Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, whatever.
And
I'm just like, what? I'm like standing at the bottom of my stairs in my house, just standing there in the dark, just like and it's like, and I know I'm not alone, and it's just sad.
What, someone's standing there watching?
Yeah, there's a ghost. It's sad, it's unnecessary, it's not good for you, it's not good for your mind, it's not good for your sleep patterns, it's not good for your neck, it's not good for your eyes. And I think eventually—
But by the way, I do think that when I die, I wanna see a highlight reel of just all the times I just was standing in a stupor looking at my phone. I think that's your point.
Yeah, and I think that we're going to, I think a lot of people are realizing, kind of waking up to the fact that this is all they do. Stare at their handheld device. But first of all, I think that some things are gonna change, like, I mean, distant, not so near future, but you know.
I think there'll be
first of all, the interesting thing is, you know how AirPods were really dorky and now it's like a status symbol and like all the kids want them? It was like, oh, it looks like cigarette buds coming out of your ear. But now it's like, no, Dad, I gotta get some AirPods. The same thing will happen with displays in glasses.
Right.
It's gonna happen. It makes so much more sense. There's gonna be a second wave of Google Glass or something like that that doesn't make you look like a dweeb, and then everybody's gonna have it. And then there will be a period of time where people are standing there in a daze and they're not looking at anything because they're looking in their freaking display in their eyes. But I just feel like we're gonna get to a place where
a cultural renaissance of wellness.
I think we have to I know, and you know me, I'm all about the future, futurology, the technology and the fusion, I was gonna say human animal hybrids.
Oh gosh.
The transhumanism. I think all that's coming, but I think that it can't come at the expense of our own health. And I think that somebody, somewhere along the line, like our kids are gonna like wake up at some point.
I think if you're saying that education, there'll be like education for kids to like protect them, and there'll be like an infrastructure of societal positive pressure to towards wellness.
Not just wellness.
I mean, that's a hopeful view. I am hopeful.
But that does happen. What happens is we replace our vices, V-I-C-E, with other vices. So there'll be something like everybody staring into their phone, and then we'll realize we shouldn't do that. It's just like, okay, back when we were growing up, it's like kids smoked all the time.
Yeah.
Now kids vape all the time, and they think in the same way that, not us, but like back in the like 40s, they thought that smoking was okay for you. And now all these people are like, vaping's not bad. Vaping is bad for you. It is bad for you. And they're discovering more and more every day that it's bad for you and you shouldn't be doing it. It's not a safe alternative to cigarettes. Something else will replace it. So I'm just saying, we'll look back on this moment in time in which we had these handheld, this idea of a smartphone is so new culturally. 10 years ago, they were just being introduced, right? And it was just becoming a part of everybody's life. We're a decade into this experiment and we're not doing well. And I think that it might take another 10 years, but I think that we're gonna look back and be like, man, in every picture, everybody's looking at their phones. Not cool. I hope.
I like leaving that hopeful note as our last answer, because I got a rec to give.
Okay, all right, I'm down. Well, I got a couple.
I mean,
more,
you know,
but
I'll
save them.
I thought that I would not give a music related recommendation because you kind of told me I was only giving music recommendations, and I'm like, hey, you know what? I got other things I can recommend. Like that Diamond Rio One More Day song. I mean, if you wanna have a meditative, sad experience and you can handle that like mid 90s country.
That's a big hurdle for a lot of people to overcome though.
You might deem it schmaltzy. That's not my Rex in effect. Check baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm gonna give you a thread on Reddit to follow.
Oh, nice.
From puppy to dog.
Oh yes.
You seen this?
No, but I know I can imagine.
You can imagine what it is.
Side by side, right?
You got side by side photos. Lots of times recreating the photo of when you got your puppy. Now you got the dog sitting in your lap.
And the bigger the breed, the better the change.
Yeah, man. And it's I don't know. There's like this. It's obviously very cute. It's very tender, and but there is a tinge of sadness associated with it because it captures the passage of time and how it's accelerated in the life of a dog. You know, as much as I love Jade, like I can't separate my love from Jade with the knowledge that she's gonna pass. Much more likely before I will. Mm-hmm. I hope so. I hope she dies before me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a weird thing to say.
But you should. You should hope that.
Jade, I hope you die before me.
Mm-hmm. It seems like a sad thing to say. It seems mean almost, but.
Hey, so I'm making a recommendation that there's a tinge of sadness, but there's so much cute and happiness involved that it's worth it.
The funny thing is that Jade would not be a very exciting puppy to dog because she looks like the day that you adopted her.
She's a lot smaller. You know what? I'll try to find and post a puppy to dog. I'll try to do that on my shout out on my Instagram.
What, she was like a third of that
Link
size?
Link Lamont. She was really little, yeah.
She was almost like hand size, wasn't she?
Yeah. I mean, at least in this one picture. The first picture I'll have to see if I can find a good picture that I'm in. Cause you need to have a sense of scale. The ones I'm thinking of don't have sense of scale, it's just her.
Yeah, I remember.
We'll see.
We took Barbara to like a dog park and she was tripping over the grass. I do remember that, like she was that little. So let's both try to recreate. Let's recreate a puppy to dog moment, and then we're gonna add it to the thread, or are we just gonna add it to the world of mythicality?
Well, my account is like a.
You ever posted anything to Reddit?
My account's a secret account, so I haven't created like a. I don't know, I was like, I didn't know what Reddit was and I didn't know how I was gonna interact with it, so I just made up an account like on the spot. So I haven't, it's not public and it's not findable, I don't think.
Oh,
and if
okay.
you did find it, I don't think you'd.
You'd be uninterested. Okay, that's another Ear Biscuit. Again, we don't always do the AMAs. This is something that we've done like every couple months or so. Let us know what you think about the AMA format. I have fun. I feel like we go down a lot of different paths and talk about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
You never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
I'd like to do more, but you know, only if you guys want more. So let us know what you think about the AMA format, hashtag Earbiscuits. We do search that. We search it up.
Yeah, we do.
We search it down.
All right, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for telling people about Earbiscuits and recommending this podcast as well as reviewing it on iTunes. Apparently that's still a thing.
Review it up. Make some stars.
We'll talk at you next week on the backside of our vacations.
Oh, yeah.